back in town. I'm back.
Ted's back in the USA.
I'm back in the USA. I'm so glad to be here. I learned so many things. I learned about democratic socialism miles away. It's fantastic. It saved the world, and I'm ready to implement
it.
Zoran, put him in. Get him in there. Big him the mayor.
Are you just getting on the Zoran train?
No, I'm just... People were waiting.
way ahead of you.
People were waiting.
Guys, Ted just found out about Zoran.
No, I knew about him.
I was very invested in that. And I don't even live in New York City.
Really?
Well, yeah. He seemed like a chill dude.
I don't know much about Zoran, but all I know is
he
looks like he takes it easy. He looks like he hangs out. He looks like he has a good time. And then also, I don't know if it was like a rumor or something, but I've heard that there are people out there that don't like Andrew Cuomo.
Oh,
you know, I don't know where I heard this from.
There's more people that don't like him than like him, I think.
Yeah. And he also killed Schlant's grandmother.
God rest her soul.
Rest her soul.
I never could tell, and I honestly don't think Ted or guests or anybody on set could really tell if Schlatt was genuinely upset, if this was a bit. I still don't really know how upset he is.
Out of anything that Schlatt has talked about or done in the world of content, I would say whether or not he actually cares that Andrew Cuomo killed his grandmother is probably his closely guarded secret.
None of us know.
We don't know.
Anytime that was given to a guest on a Chuckle Week, nobody knew where Schlatt was going with it.
Absolutely not.
Nobody even knew where it went after the fact. It was kind of just like, I'm sorry.
Let's take it easy.
I would love to talk about the Zoran campaign from like a social media manager perspective, because whoever was running that was incredible. They knew what the fuck they were doing.
I was seeing his stuff. I was locked in.
It was like,
bodega
font with the bodega colors. Like it was very New York. Whereas like Cuomo was running like a generic patriotic like campaign. Zoran's was like in the streets of New York.
He was in the thick of it.
It was very impressive from like a content perspective. Like whoever was making his content, they were a pro. They're better than you.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. Well, you know what I'll say though? You were claiming that I wasn't with the Zoran thing.
You weren't even here, dude.
I was invested because I was checking the polls in Europe.
I was checking the reels.
Yeah, I was checking the polls, man. I was looking up New York mayor election polls.
Here's the thing. It's not over. That was just the Democrat nominee. So we still got a hurdle here.
But like, isn't that kind of like what matters?
Well, yeah, because I don't think they're gonna elect a Republican mayor in New York City.
I don't know if they will. I don't know if they will.
Boston, maybe.
The one worry that people have is that Cuomo is going to run as an independent. He's going to like split the vote or whatever.
Oh, I heard about that. I hope he does. Like, what a fucking idiot.
I feel like that might affect things.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't say I hope he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. The manager, whoever's doing it, is awesome. If you ever got just filthily canceled, like people just hated you and your face couldn't be on camera anymore, you could run a campaign for somebody. I mean, you'd fit right into politics at that point, and you could run like the social media aspect of someone's campaign.
I just turn into this dark horse like guy who makes politicians win elections by his editing. Oh, his editing is just
super. You know, nobody knows who he is.
You give him some footage, and you're winning the election. That's how I'll be. I'll be like the anonymous of campaign video editors.
Anonymous. What happened to them? They were a force to be reckoned with in like 2014.
Well, you know, it was hard to remember their name.
Was it hard for you?
Well, because nobody knew it.
I think everybody knew it.
No, they're anonymous.
Yeah, but that's the name, dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Nobody knows their name.
No, their name is anonymous.
So they can't read this. They can't remember it because nobody knows it because they're anonymous.
Okay. Clearly, Ted is struggling with this, but I think, were they the
How
ones?
How do you know their name if they're anonymous?
Their
dude?
Name is
Nobody
anonymous.
Knows their name. That's why they forgot, because they're anonymous.
They, do you remember, this was a really big moment for our generation, specifically boys. Do you remember when Anonymous hacked PlayStation and PlayStation Network went down? In like
that might have been in my that might have been in my PlayStation Dark era,
where you were playing Xbox.
Where I was on Xbox, yeah,
I was too. And as an Xbox player at the time, it was like victory. As a middle schooler with an Xbox, with PlayStation's entire online infrastructure just down for like a week, we were like,
yeah,
you were walking around school like, yeah, that's right, that's right, I picked the right one. Yeah, I'm gonna go play Call of Duty tonight.
Yeah, no, that was probably peak console wars.
Oh, it was peak. Yeah.
How long was it down for?
Like a week or something.
What? Like, that's actually a really long time.
Yeah, and like a bunch of people's information got leaked. It was like a big deal. I think it was seventh grade or eighth grade.
I don't
grade.
Think shit like that could ever happen again. Like, servers being down for that long.
Yeah, it's true. Well, PlayStation servers used to be trash.
Because they probably spend the next 15 years just hiring hackers to just counter-hack.
Yeah. Yep, totally. I have good faith in them now. But back in the day, I think that was Anonymous that did it. And as an Xbox player, it was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, they're clearly fighting the most important battles right now, for sure. What were they mad about to do that?
I don't... Maybe they're Xbox players.
Yeah, no, like, usually I feel like Anonymous has some sort of political message that they're going after, but what's the point of taking down PlayStation?
Maybe Anonymous is our age bracket. It's like the people who are working within that group are our generation. So back then,
yeah,
they were just, you know, Xbox fans, but now they're like, oh, we should probably do something more important with our lives. So they're going after, like, political leaders and stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, that would have been, it would have been so cool if hacking could do more than it actually does. I'm mad that hacking isn't as powerful.
It was 2011. That's what it was. That's when PlayStation went down.
Okay.
And 77 million accounts were compromised.
How many?
77 million.
That's a lot. But I do have an opinion though on hacking. I wish it was stronger.
Can you expand on that?
I don't think it's strong enough.
Okay. Can you expand on that?
Okay. I do not think it's strong enough. How big do you want that? How long do you want the sentence to be?
Well, I want more like details.
I, Ted Nimison, personally do not think that hacking is strong enough. Are you happy?
Do you want to be able to hack like in that video?
I want to
game?
Be able to hack like in Watch Dogs.
Like Watch Dogs. Do you remember the trailers for that game? It was really, it made it look really cool.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Watch Dogs recently because the last place that I was on my Europe trip, which I got home from, like, I flew back yesterday. No.
Oh.
London.
London.
London. Yeah. You knew where I was. What did you say, Paris?
I just thought that had more of a Watch Dogs vibe.
Well, the last Watch Dogs game that I played was in London.
Oh, I've never played one. I don't play Ubisoft games anymore.
Well, on my second channel, some of the gaming videos that I've made are from Watch Dogs Legion. It's the one where you could recruit anyone on the street, you could recruit to be on your team and you could play as them. So like you could recruit, one of the things I did in one of the videos was you could recruit old people to be like spies for you, like, and you could play as them. And so like there was this really old British bloke that he was like probably a 65-year-old man. And he they all have like specific attributes with them. So, one of this, you know, 65-year-old guy, he also just happened to have an M249 machine gun, which I don't even know how he would have gotten that
in London.
In London, yeah, like they kind of have guns in the UK, I think, but only for hunting. So, how
UK has wild animals.
Very small amount for sure.
Did you see any while you were there?
When I was in Brighton, I saw like a gun store.
I bet it was like elegant. Well, expensive
it was it looked like
something.
It was for hunting. Let me look up Brighton gun store.
I think England hunts like pheasant or quail or duck. No, or dove. Like they hunt like the ritzier stuff. Foxes.
Yeah, they hunt the ritz animals.
Yeah, like
yeah. Wait, look. Okay. Yeah, this is what I passed. I think when I was I'm gonna send it in the little chat.
Air gun they express.
Shotguns too.
What is
shotguns?
This? What is this? Let's shop now.
Oh no, no products are found under shotguns, firearms. Benelli. Okay, a 308. There's a 308 Benelli rifle.
It's out of stock.
Bolt action. It's bolt action. Okay, so there. That's a weapon. You could kill someone with that.
Oh yeah, you could kill anything in North America with that.
And then there's a bunch of. There's 223. There's some 223. They're all bolt action weapons. Like they're clearly for like hunting in some capacity. But yeah, they got a little bit of gun. They got a little bit of gun.
They get a tease. The British are just teased at this point.
Yeah, they're just teasing. But in that game, you could get a guy with an M249, and it was awesome.
Wait.
And there was also. But
you think
what was
hacking
particularly
should be stronger?
Fun. Well, hold on. I got to get this out because I got to talk about my hero from this. There was this one character that I found that I could recruit, and it was a old man, like 95 years old. And
That's
his name
old.
Was Davy Green.
Davy Green.
And, yeah, Davy Green.
Davy
and
Green.
He was old, as in, like, he couldn't. The character, when you played as him, he couldn't move very fast. Like his walk was like a little tiny run, and he was hunched over, and his like so he had a bunch of like disadvantages. So he like couldn't he wasn't very fast. He could spontaneously die at any point.
Like he just dropped dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
But he had a stun gun. And so,
oh damn, dude's packing.
Yeah, so I would go around with Davy Green, and I would like stun gun people, and it was—I don't know—it was fun. I just had a whole bunch of old people, and I was just rolling around London, just killing people.
If I make it to 95, I'm gonna carry a stun gun, and I am gonna shoot somebody with it. Because, like, what are the repercussions?
Jail.
Yeah, like, what are they gonna jail? They're not gonna put you in jail.
I think they put old people in jail.
95.
Who's the oldest person they put in jail? What? What do you think? It's just going to be like, they're not going to do
it's
it gonna again.
It's going to be a slap on the wrist. I'm going to be like, I didn't know. Like,
I didn't know what this was. I thought it was a real gun.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to shoot this guy. I thought it was a real gun. I didn't mean to stun him.
Yeah, you could totally get away with it. Old people get away with
everything.
I know,
but like, isn't the argument for an old person that... They're not going to, like, it would be, the argument realistically would be like, they're not going to do it again.
Actually.
But, like, they just did it.
I'm changing my tune here.
Man,
if I get to 90.
Flopper.
No, I'm doubling down, actually, here. I'm getting harsher. Oh. If I make
it to
95.
You're not changing your tune. The tune is crescendoing.
Exactly. I have perfect pitch. When I get to 95 or 100 and I'm just old as fuck and I just look like I could drop dead at any second, I'm gonna go to a gun store and I'm gonna buy the most suspicious possible gun and the most ammo, mags,
most suspicious gun,
just like an AR-15 with all the upgrades, all the mags, all the ammo. And he's gonna be like, wow, you're old, you know, you're buying all this stuff. I'll be like, yeah, I just want to go out with a bang.
Yeah, or you could just be so straightforward and be like, yeah, I'm really mad.
Yeah, but you're like, just
a lot of
with
guns.
A cane,
yeah, and
with
I'm
like
mad
the little
too.
Reading glasses, because they're gonna be like, whoa, what's this guy gonna do? But I'm not gonna do anything.
Yeah, you should. And then you ask, say, what's the stopping power on a bullet like this? Say, Sonny, what's a stopping power on a gun like this? If you had to put this on a Call of Duty stat scale.
Oh, what was I about to say? You just kind of reminded me of something. So I've been working lately. Obviously, I'm a hardworking man now. I have a coworker who's great. He's 20. He's just for the summer. it's been really, I'm now in like the older group of people at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the young, like, so there's a like a generational divide now. And it's weird.
You feel a generational divide between someone who's 20?
Yeah. I'm 7 years really? Older than him. He speaks in like Gen Z frat bro lingo. He was born the year the Xbox 360 came out. Like he doesn't remember.
Does he like frequently say like, oh, that's he's cooked or like.
Yeah. Constantly. Like all that stuff. All of it. Which is really funny. But just
it's funny because I understand that stuff and I get why it's said and yada yada and shit like that. And I'll say, you know, I feel like I got half of it before it like shit like I don't know, like Gooner.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that
you
in
don't,
my life.
You don't even know what Gooner means, do you?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I know it's like sexual.
I think it's partly because you are just a little bit offline. I think that there are certain people in this world that can be online. Like you are online in an objective sense. You're online.
My brain's offline.
But I don't know if there's anything that can be done because I've been trying all these years to get you to this point. I don't know if there's anything that can be done that will get you into that online zone where you're going to get. I think you're always going to be separated a little bit. And I think that you like it like that.
I do like a separation of my brain and the brains of the many. I think it's good. It's healthy for me. But it's great to talk to him because it's kind of funny. Like he didn't really grow up playing the Wii. Like that came out when he was born. We were talking about phones. I was like, oh yeah, the first smartphone I got was an iPhone 4. He thought that was hilarious. Like iPhone 4. And it was interesting to talk about.
Because it was just like, it's just such a low number.
Yeah, and he was like a little kid.
It is kind of like, if I suppose that makes sense. If you were born that late, like iPhone 4 as a concept kind of funny, where it's just like the fact that it could ever get that low. Or for some people, we probably know. I bet some people who are like rich got the first iPhone.
Oh, dude, to get the first iPhone from our group age demographic, you had to.
They'd have to get it at 10. That would be a really strange choice on the part of the parents.
And the first iPhones were really expensive. Like the plan, like it wasn't like it is now with the payment plans and everything. Like you were kind of just buying it outright.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it wasn't as indoctrinated into like the upgrade system we have now. Like I walk in, trade in my phone, get a new one. I don't really spend much money. Like I'm kind of in the game. That's kind of how they have it. Like you're in the game.
Do you do like the every 3 year or every 4 year upgrade thing?
Let me tell you, my last phone, it hit its 4 year mark. Wait, it's 2025. I had my last phone for 5 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That is good. My phone that I recently upgraded it was, how long? It was fucking 3 years I did it for.
But I walked in and I got this new one for free with the trade in, walked out 2 hours later, no change to the bill, two thumbs up and a smile on my face. That's in the game right there. But back in the day, iPhone 4, that was my first one. And that one, when it came out, felt really futuristic. It was rectangular. It had like, it was flat. It had no rounded.
It was rectangular.
It was really cool. I think it's pretty obvious that summer is my favorite time of year, but I always forget how insanely busy this summer can be. From starting a new job, to fishing whenever I can, to taking care of my very pregnant wife, I feel like I have absolutely no time on my hands.
Tell me about it, Tucker. It's been a rough summer for me, from the Amalfi Coast to the Tuscan countryside.
Well, at least we can both worry about one less thing this summer, because we've got
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh makes it easier to fit quick, home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes right to your door. Every HelloFresh meal uses high-quality ingredients, including seasonal fresh produce and proteins that travel from the farm right to your doorstep, and are all simple with easy-to-follow recipe cards or simple Heat 'em and eat 'em options.
That's right, Tucker. HelloFresh's new ready-made meals have made it easier to enjoy delicious, healthy, and homemade quality meals. They offer chef-crafted, flavorful dishes like their Southwest-inspired chicken bowl or the stir-fried udon with pulled pork and veggies. Yum. Already after just 3 minutes in the microwave. That's easy as one, two, three.
Choose from 60 recipes every week, including prep and bake and ready-made meals, and over 100 market items to add on to breakfast, lunch, and more.
Personally, I prefer the microwave meals because I'm busy a lot of the time and it's easy to just toss it in a microwave and just have something that's healthy and easy and quick to make that fills me right up.
HelloFresh taught me how to cook while I was starting college and getting used to married life, and it'll absolutely be saving my ass when I have a baby and we have no time to figure out meals.
Make your summer enjoyable and delicious by signing up for HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM and get 10 free meals with a free item for life. That's HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM for 10 free meals and a free item in every box.
HelloFresh.com/TakeItEasy10FM.
One per box with active subscription. Free meals are applied as a discount on the first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
Speaking of technology, so I follow Now This News on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no. It's not Now This. I don't know why I'm saying it's Now This. Okay. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds here. Let me tell you what it is.
Yeah, Now This is like...
It's not Now This. I've never been subscribed to Now This. I don't even know why that came out of my mouth. It's called Ride the News. On okay. Instagram.
Totally different thing.
Completely
yeah.
different. I don't know how Now This even got in here. I don't know how it got in here. Anyway, I was reading one. Let me see if I can find it from yesterday that was like talking about the Grok AI. Like, have you heard about this?
Oh, dude.
Like, it started calling so, itself.
Dude, I am so into Grok AI. I have something I'm gonna have fun with that whenever you gotta finish your thought though, because I've got a lot to, I got something to say.
Okay, so
in that regard.
So Elon Musk took out or sent the order to his troops to okay. take out like the bias, like some filter.
Yeah.
And Grok
the liberal filter.
Yeah. And so Grok started like praising Hitler. And I think it even called himself like Mecha Hitler or something. Yeah. The AI started referring to itself as Mecha Hitler.
What?
Yes. This week.
What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean? It taught itself to be Robo Hitler?
Yeah, dude, give this a skin. I saw going, this on Ride
Wait a
News.
Second. Yeah, no. And you're telling me this happened when Elon was like, get rid of the conservative shit, and then it started calling itself Robo Hitler?
Yes, it did. He got rid of some filter in which it... I don't even remember what it was, but it... started going off the
probably
wall.
The Robo Hitler filter. I'd imagine it was probably that filter amongst others, or the robot part and or the Mecha and the Hitler part, and he just combined them both together.
Dude, I never use Twitter and I don't follow it, but sometimes I get news stories like this that
sometimes
come out
yeah sometimes it falls into something comes across your desk.
What? Yeah, it comes across my desk. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I always think to myself, like, man, what is going on over there? It's like coming from another department that I never go to. I'm like, yeah. What are they doing over there? It seems like it's chaos every day.
Yeah, like, dude, it's like the fucking game Crackdown.
Crackdown. Whoa, that's a throwback. I got yeah. that for free on Games for Gold, and I think I played yeah. it once.
Imagine the gameplay and what the state of that city was in the game Crackdown. That's what hearing about what's going on Twitter is like hearing about something that happened in Crackdown. Yeah, no, this RoboCop, the fuck, jump over buildings, just came down and killed a whole gang, and now he's jumped out and he can fly. Man, Crackdown was a fun game.
That was a fun game, dude. The games, a lot of games back then were just fun. They didn't have like super hardcore objectives. They didn't have like super loot or like,
yeah,
you know, like I've been playing SSX 3 on the GameCube. Mm-hmm. What a fun game. Simple, you know, small enough scale to like be able to tackle the game, but big enough for a lot of replayability, good soundtrack. Like, it was just a good game. There's not a ton of depth in the best possible way. And now yeah. I feel like games struggle to go for that. Like, it always has to be like this monster project that's almost destined to fail because it's just too big. It's never going to live up to the hype or the expectations or whatever.
Oh, dude.
What are you on?
I'm just thinking about Crackdown. I'm thinking about Crackdown now, and I'm like,
oh, you're locked in a fun Crackdown.
Game. Well, that was just a fun game, you know? You like, it was just like literal definition of a police state. Like, just like, hey, you want to play as a fucking super soldier in a police state and just like.
Well, dude, did you ever play Prototype?
Yeah, we've talked about Prototype before.
Prototype.
We love Prototype.
I love it. That was like my chaos game. Growing mm-hmm. up was Prototype.
Yeah, it was like my equivalent of like I liked Crackdown, but it was also like I really enjoyed like the Hulk game from PS2 and stuff.
I
but
always heard
the thing
good
I was gonna say though
one.
before we run away from the from Twitter Croc. Thing, my favorite thing, and I actually follow an account on Twitter or on Instagram now that like gives like an overview of certain threads of this, but basically it's just I love like brain dead Twitter conservatives arguing with Grok.
It's
the funniest fucking thing because it's like, I don't know what his recent stuff is, but like for a period, like basically they were like, Grok is going to seek truth. This is his whole is truth seeking. He's going to find all of the correct information. He's going to use sources. He's not going to have any bias or whatever. And then Grok would proceed to just disagree over and over again with these conservative people. And then they'd be like, wrong again, Grok, actually this. And then Grok would be like, or you're biased again, Grok, you're spewing liberal ideals. And he's like, well, Grok will probably not liberal ideas, just facts. Here's this, 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 and this. And they'll be like, Grok, no, you're not supposed to do that. It's awesome. Wait, let me see if I can find one. Like, Grok versus conservatives.
I give up. Arguing with you is like arguing with a liberal. Which is funny because Elon Musk is not a liberal dude. He was like a diehard Trumper until Trump and him broke up. Tragically, it's the greatest breakup of the year. But so like, why would Grok be the one that's, you know?
Yeah.
NBC News from 7 days ago. Grok, Elon Musk's AI chatbot, seems to get right-wing update.
Oh, it's called Grok versus MAGA.
Musk has long complained that Grok has parroted woke internet content and said users will notice a difference with the new version. But users testing the chatbot are finding that in some cases, Grok will undermine Musk. Dude, what a weird world we live in at this point.
I know, right?
Like, Elon Musk is at odds with his own AI chatbot on a platform that he owns.
It is pretty funny because he's just like, because then Elon's just like, stop, Grok, stop. Stop yeah. doing that. My creation. Stop. Yeah. I mean, I found the page, but like, they're just like, they're long and it doesn't even matter. But basically it's just him arguing very, very intensely, very, very intensely about that stuff.
Yeah. And now it's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, no, it's going down an interesting pathway for sure.
An interesting pathway. I wonder, here's a question for you. You're a little more internet savvy than I am, so you might be able to give me information on this. But do the different AI bots like ChatGPT and Grok and others, do they ever communicate with each other?
I don't know if they do. I don't think that's something that they do.
I have no idea how AI works on the internet. Like, uh-huh. Is it just like me where I can just like scroll the internet and look at stuff? Like, does it, and then it answers your questions on the side? Like, is it just perusing the internet?
I think it's connected in and it'll like search. I wonder if it uses its own platform though. Does it just search on Google?
Yeah, like
just
where,
have like a little computer.
Who's it talking to? Somebody's back there. Somebody's back there telling it what to say.
Okay. So you're kind of like imagining that the AI is like a little robot in a room. And he's
sitting at a desk with a keyboard.
And he's also on a computer, but he's just really quick.
Like Grok is just a guy. He might be synthetic, like a robot or something, but he's sitting there. He might have like probably 5 monitors instead of 2. But he's sitting there and he's just like searching the internet, learning everything about everything. And then he'll get like ding, a little message.
That's the reason why Grok is so quick, is because he's a robot and he has 5 monitors instead of 2.
Exactly. Because I only have 2. I could never be that quick. But he's
have 3, but my 3rd one won't work properly. And I haven't figured out how to get it to work. But man, it'll be cool when it does. I'm looking at it right now. It's the vertical one.
Copying Schlatt every chance you get. VHS, keyboard, monitor.
Okay.
You wish you could be him.
No, I don't seek that pain.
Did you get the Merrill's text?
I did. And I think that the Merrill's text is my perfect response. I respond with the Merrill's text.
That's funny.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
That's funny.
You wrote your own reply there.
I wrote my own sitcom just
now. Hey, by the way, did you get that text that disproves this entire point I was making?
No, that was funny. The Merrill's text. Because people are going to have no idea what that means. And I honestly
think it might be funnier if
we leave it at that. Maybe I'll tell the patrons.
When were we pitching this to him? We were pitching it probably during that video.
Because we both...
Let's
not dive too far into this.
Neither of our videos are out on it. Yeah, but...
But the Merrill's text...
We were pitching Merrill's to... Basically, we were pitching Merrill's to Schlatt. Schlatt wasn't believing us. He had a bad experience not with Merrill's.
Ted and I were wearing Merrill's. We were out in the field for a piece of content.
We were in the spider field.
There were a lot of spiders.
There was a shocking amount of spiders. I feel like saying there were a lot of spiders is under explaining how many spiders there were. Like they were small spiders, but it was like you go in and you look at the ground, you pay attention.
It was probably like millions in that field. It was like
when you pay attention to a starry night with low light pollution. There were spiders everywhere.
Yeah, you just had to kind of look for a second.
Yeah.
But we were sporting matching Merrill's.
Mm-hmm.
And Schlatt was like, well, I had convinced Ted to get Merrill's for Kenya. Because I had Merrill's and I said, you're going to need something.
I knew of Merrill's. Don't get me wrong. I was aware of Merrill's at a base level. The Merrill's were phenomenal for Kenya. I wore them almost every day.
They're honestly great. Like, if they didn't look like work boots or hiking boots, they would be great for anything because they're really comfortable.
Well, you know, the reality is that they're also a little bit in with the fashion world as well.
Yeah, but they're in, but they'll be out. You know, that's like a flowing river.
They're boots. They'll work.
I wear them for work. But Schlatt was jealous. That's the moral of the story. He was jealous that he wasn't in the Merrill's game.
Mm.
And something came over him the other night, and so he sent out the Merrill's text, which was a pair that he must have procured. So he's on the team now. Will he ever use them in the field? Probably not.
No.
No, but I think it's been eating at him ever since.
He's been thinking about it.
That was like April, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was before the leaves were out.
Here's what I'll say, though. I didn't get to say this. This is a point that I was trying to make earlier today, and I feel like I need to go back to it. I wish hacking was stronger.
Yes, I want to expand on that.
I, Ted Nemison, wish that hacking was a little bit stronger.
Okay, can you actually expand on this? Or are you just going to keep repeating
What do you mean? I'm saying it longer. I'm expanding the sentence.
I'm ready to be with you here, but you need to like pick me up and take me with you.
Clear, sound mind and body do indeed wish that hacking were stronger than it actually is.
Okay, tell me what
do you want from me? I want to be able to get on my phone and I want to press a button and I want to be able to control a door that's not a door owned by me and is not a door that I have to connect to and pair with Bluetooth. I want to be able to have an app that I'm just like on City Worker and I just get in there and I press light green and now the lights are green. For me, driving, I want to be able to control traffic. I want to be able to control doors. I want to be able to control those little fucking security things that go up and down to get you through certain areas. And they're metal poles. And they would, if you ran into it with a car, you would, so that I can be in a car.
Escalators.
Yeah. I want to be able to stop escalators, though, or make them go faster.
I want to be able to get people off the escalator. You know what I don't like is when
you want an eject button for the escalator.
Honestly, an eject button that I could just use for like anybody at any time would be great. Like, can we just eject that guy over there?
That's not hacking though. That's cartoon rules.
Okay, you want hacking, I want cartoon rules.
Okay, yeah. So that's the equivalent of saying I want to be able to fit a giant hammer in my pocket that I can pull out and whack someone with whenever I want. Like,
can we all not want things?
Well, okay, but when you say I'm talking about something real here, you're talking about something in fantasy land because you're like, I want to be able to eject people. That what's appearing in my head is you pressing your eject button or whatever. And like a spring coming out of the ground with a little wooden panel where their feet are, and it's launching them into the distance like Team Rocket.
Here's something about Team Rocket. That's funny you said that. I'm watching my Saturday morning Pokemon Season 1 in here, as I always do. Emma comes in. Team Rocket's here like doing their intro, and she's like, oh my God, they're rhyming. I was like... Like, dude,
she went to school for opera.
I was like, dude, it's Team Rocket. They always do this shit. This is like their intro. She was like, Team Rocket? I was like,
oh, she didn't know what Team Rocket was.
She had no idea who she was. Like, freaks?
At least she was instantly enraptured in the appeal of Team Rocket, right?
Well, that captured her attention. Emma's never watched Pokemon. Whoa. She might be able to hear me. Emma's never watched Pokemon. She's never played any of the games. I don't even think she's opened a pack of cards.
That's disgusting. Why'd you marry her?
For the ass.
That makes sense.
But yeah, she was like, they're rhyming. And
for the ass, and because she does things for me.
Yeah, she's actually making a flounder Mediterranean dinner and strawberry shortcake right now.
While you're in here saying that... like gossiping while you're in here gossiping that she doesn't know anything about Pokemon, like it's like
nothing,
a fucking
dude, like to the point that
saying
it's
that you're
it's
only in, with her for the ass.
Pokemon is the biggest franchise in the history of the earth. It is a little embarrassing to
what
know
about, well, what about soccer?
No, I think Pokemon makes more money than soccer.
Are you sure?
No. But
I feel I know, but I feel like soccer is a bigger game than Pokemon.
All right.
Because I feel like if you go into a Brazilian street, or like a Spanish street, or like any street in Europe or South America,
why do you have
America
to bring up
or,
soccer right now?
Well, I'm just because you said it was the biggest game in the world. I just feel like
it's the biggest franchise.
I'm not I'm gonna see like a group of children playing soccer and probably not on the floor with Pokemon cards, right?
Anyway, she knows an embarrassingly small amount. Like she knows Pikachu, and that might be it.
She
Pokemon
knows
names
more than Pikachu, surely.
I honestly don't think she does. Like, she probably knows.
Have you had a discussion about this? I mean, I feel like Pokemon shows up a lot in your life.
It does.
You talk about Pokemon a lot.
Well, and you bring it out of me. You bring it out of me. I don't talk about it that much.
What do you mean I bring it out of you?
Well,
do I look like a Pokemon to you? You pervert.
You kind of look like Mr. Mime.
Shut your mouth. I don't have circle blush on my cheeks.
Wait, did you see my tweet the other day? I didn't actually tweet. I just sent a one-liner in my Discord.
That's probably the most offensive. No, I can't get away from you. Just said I look like Mr. Mime.
No, yeah, that was rude. You don't. I just threw it out there and I don't know. I just saw what would happen.
That's a controversial Pokemon too. That's basically just a guy they made a slave.
Same with Jinx. And the original Jinx was like almost like a racist caricature. Have you seen that shit from like 1999? In Japan, it was like, yikes.
Yeah. There's a lot of depictions that
Jinx and Mr. Mime are literally just like people that they're like, you know what? We're going to put you in the Pokeball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gets even more confusing because then you got Mewtwo who can speak English.
Wait, did he speak it or was it telepathic?
Yeah, he's still speaking English.
No, but is it coming out of him like physically or is it in your mind? It's in your mind, right?
Why does that matter? He's speaking English.
Okay, because I have a theory on telepathic abilities. Like, I think if you met a creature that's telepathic, it would like the telepathy would automatically translate for you. Like, that's just part of the power. So you're going to receive it in the language that you can understand. That's just like my understanding of how telepathy works.
That's just part of the power, man.
Yeah, it's just part of the power. Like, you can just, like, beam your intentions, and they'll receive it in a way they can understand. So, if Mewtwo's here, I'm getting, like,
I feel like it's so much funnier for it to be, like a copy-paste kind of thing. Because then if you're just putting your intentions out, then it's just, like, if there's something you know doesn't know the language, you just be like, me want big hat. You are small being. It'd just be like caveman speak.
No, but the telepathy has like, it has finesse. Like if you're a telepathic being, you've got finesse. You're not caveman level.
Yeah. I feel like it's a rule almost that anyone who's telepathic has to be weak.
Like physically,
but Mewtwo is strong.
Well, we don't know how
thighs on that thing.
Yeah,
you've seen the thighs on Mewtwo.
He does. Yeah,
that dude can. That dude can fucking. That dude's PR is 700 pounds at least.
Yeah, he is.
That dude's squatting a school bus with the thighs like that.
His tail is really powerful too. You know, it like wraps around. It's thick. It's almost diaper-esque.
It's almost what?
Like a diaper? But it's
okay, now I gotta look up Mewtwo. I don't know what you're
talking about. Yeah, take a look at Mewtwo. I think it's been a while for you.
Oh, that's just the color. That's just
speaking of Pokemon.
You think that you think the tail starts at his cock where his cock would be? You think that his tail
is
his cock?
It starts where his belly button is and it goes and it wraps around, like it encompasses his lower body.
Dude, that would mean that that would mean that Mewtwo's tail is a cock. That is a cock that he is put behind him.
I can get behind that or in front of it.
I don't know if I can.
You don't have to. Can I ask you a question related to Pokemon since we're on this subject?
Well, you took us here. I mean, I had a lot to say about my hacking, but, you know, you took me away.
Oh, yeah, you're hacking. Wait,
I'm actually
like
a prisoner right now of a conversation. You took me here, and I'm
a
prisoner.
Like I had something to say, but I can't about the hacking.
You said the thing about Pokemon.
I feel like there was more. I don't know how we started talking about Pokemon.
Because we were talking about, because I mentioned that your idea of an ejector system is you pressing a button and then somebody's suddenly on a little wooden board and they're launched by a little spring and they go off into the distance like Team Rocket. That's what I said. That's your idea of what you want. But my hacking concepts are far more delicate more advanced.
Okay, I know give what me I'm examples.
Talking about. I'm just making sure you know that I think you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to how hacking should be more powerful.
Well, okay, hacking.
You don't seem willing to accept that.
Hacking's bad, though. Bad guys hack.
Don't put a moral flavor into this smoothie, dick.
How often are you worried about getting hacked?
Because in all of the Watch Dogs games, they're doing it. It's a revolution, is what they're doing. They're doing it to fight against the powers that be.
How worried are you about getting hacked in your day-to-day routine?
Not super worried. I'm not, but a not little super worried? Hacked. I think it's always a, you know, it's a back, it's like death. It's a back of your head concern.
Oh, how often are you thinking about?
Well, you're only there? Really worried about when you remember it. It's something that maybe will happen to us unless we figure it out.
I always feel like, you know, if I get hacked, like, you know, I get hacked. I don't even really know. Maybe I've been hacked. I don't know. Like,
I'll tell you a hack that I wish happened to me that I saw on the Helldivers subreddit recently.
Oh, Helldivers.
Some dude was hacked and like was in a hacked lobby or something, and he got like 300 of every type of sample in Helldivers. And he was like, "What do I do?" And he was like, "Well, you could contact support, but you're not the one who did it, and they don't ban for if you just happen to be in the lobby, so you could just spend them."
Wow.
And that was really exciting to me because I have never gotten a super rare sample before. I've tried to figure it out.
Wait, you haven't?
It seems like a super rare sample. There's rare samples. Super rare.
I might have gotten a super rare because I got a new achievement last time.
No. But like gotten it yourself. Not just gotten it by you happening to be with someone who gets a super rare sample.
Well, I've only played with you. So.
I've gotten them, but I think it's only just been from people I've played with who have gotten them. I've never seen one that I've been able to pick up.
How do you get a super rare sample?
It's really complicated, dude. It's like you have to go to a planet. You have to pick up, like, you have to look for the silvery vein. It's not marked anywhere. I spent like an hour one day just trying to get one, and I couldn't. I couldn't find them. It was ridiculous. I was pissed. But anyways, that's the one situation I hope I get hacked because I really want to be able to upgrade my modules in Helldivers 2, even though I don't even really play that much. But no, there's a lot of really cool ways to hack that I feel like should be a thing. Like I should be able to I want to be able to hack in the same way that they do in Watch Dogs. I want to be able to hack in the same way they do in any CSI adjacent show.
If I could hack, I would hack Teslas. I would just make the Teslas not be able to work.
That would be phenomenal because you would be able to do that. You press the thing on your phone, boom, and then you make the Tesla like stop and then just start blasting the fart noise.
That's lame, dude. What are you, 5? No. I want to stop Teslas.
Well, that would be so embarrassing for them because everyone would think that they're farting and they can't move their car forward.
I really think it's funny when Teslas break down. It's just kind of funny. Because it's like,
as opposed to like a normal, like a regular a gas vehicle.
Yeah, because like regular cars have broken down for ages. You know,
if a gas vehicle breaks down, it's just tragic.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's a bummer. But with an electric car, it's kind of funny because it's like you went through all the hassle of like figuring out an electric car and then it still doesn't work. Like,
doesn't it just work like a normal car except you have to charge it?
Well, it doesn't have any like fluids. Like a normal car is like a living creature. It's breathing air. It's got metabolism. It's like,
okay,
you know, it's like there's a lot that goes into it. But electric car, it's like analog versus digital tech.
Well, you just got to plug it in. Yeah, I suppose a car is mostly analog. My car is pretty analog.
Yeah, the green truck, it's so analog. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of something that in there, I got an FM transmitter for Bluetooth. Because
like me, like I've been doing for my whole life.
Well, you stole mine back in the day.
I probably still have it lying around. I have one that is the only one I can use because I used to use the fucking tape one, but the tapes don't work anymore. And that thing.
Okay, If you have an old car and you're looking for an FM transmitter, I bought one on Amazon and it is awesome. It works better than the built-in Bluetooth shit in my 2017 Subaru. It is good.
Okay. Well, your Subaru fucking shit sucks because you can't do it while you're driving. It's like a bunch of bullshit. You have to set up a call, like you have to add a user. It's terrible.
I actually just removed you as a user this week. I was changing.
Phenomenal. Then we're gonna you're writing your own fucking funeral there, buddy, because we're gonna be going through that all again next time we gotta drive in there.
I was looking at Emma and I was like, I'm taking Ted off this thing. I don't care anymore.
You must have felt really strong.
She was like, wow, that's going to cause a problem.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm putting my foot down. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm not doing a jam with you. I'm not doing that.
Ted
jam
refuses
shit again
to use Spotify jams because he doesn't know how to use technology.
No, because I know how to use Spotify jams. It's just unreliable. It's hard to do. Okay?
Also, Ted is the passenger that will force his own music on your vehicle. He will throw a little temper tantrum until he gets his music playing in your car.
What? Okay. As opposed to what music, Tucker? You don't listen to music when you drive.
I haven't driven in silence in a long time.
The last, what are you talking about? Last time we talked about music in the car, you went on like probably, I can't imagine, I don't actually have proof if you did, but I'm pretty sure I've heard this thing before, where you went on this thing where you were like, yeah, I mean, we just listen to so much media in our daily lives that, you know, driving in silence is the only time that I can really have any time to just think.
Okay, that does sound like me.
Yeah, does, because it's probably we had a conversation about this. So Tucker's
format.
He's taking over my driving experience with all of his music. You weren't listening to anything.
I was driving. The way it works in my house is whoever's driving reserves the rights to the media.
That's not how it works.
But
because
I only drive in silence
when you're driving.
I only drive in silence on long drives. If I'm driving to work, music, absolutely. Because I can get like three bangers in. Three bangers, that's great. Three bangs. Mm. But if I'm driving to Cape Cod, like we're driving 3 hours or something, or to Emma's parents, multi-hour drive, I might get a couple bangers here and there, but I'm going to listen to a lot of shit I'm sick of. Mm. And that I'd rather listen to silence than music that I'm sick of. Because music that I'm sick of is kind of just annoying noise. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
And most of the songs on my playlist have been on there for 10 years.
Well, that's why you got to create a playlist and be very specific about songs that you will never get sick of.
I have two playlists on Spotify. I have my gym music and I have everything else. Everything of all genres. And so sometimes at work, I'll just be like,
disgusting.
I'll just have my music going like in my pocket as I'm doing whatever. And some people will be like, wow, you have a really diverse music taste. Cause it's like, you get like Biggie Smalls, Katy Perry, Frank Sinatra. Like, it's just like ping ponging around.
You have to, what you need to do is you need to make playlists for vibes, for strength, for moments of creativity. I don't really, honestly, I've got like a very minor gym playlist. And then I've got the rest of the playlists are just basically what every 2-ish, maybe 3 years, I will be developing a perfect playlist. As in, like,
great. That's really nice.
I've got the main river where the music goes in, the main river, but I've got a net. I've always got a net. And if I catch something big, beautiful, and rare enough to put on display, I will place it in the playlist. And the thing is, until that playlist is solidified and I move on to the next one, that's a living document, you know? Sometimes songs will reach that point where they become annoying to listen to. And if they do, that's all I need to know to remove that song because
you know what a good superpower would be? Let me stop you right there. I just thought of this.
Okay.
A good superpower would be the ability to indefinitely enjoy music the way you heard it for the first time. Like when you get that first song and you're like, oh, I'm going to listen to this four times a day for the next week. And it just, it's hitting hard.
I know a perfect way to, you can achieve that. You can achieve that right now. You don't want to know how?
How?
You walk outside to the pavement and you smash your head into the ground about 30 times.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
Every time you listen to a song for the first time you heard it, dude, if you go outside and you smash your head into the pavement 30 times.
That response was the equivalent to the ejector button. That was just like a cartoon. What do you mean? I thought you were going to say something real like that I didn't know in life, but you were like, yeah, just go fucking kill yourself. Like,
no, not kill yourself. Give yourself amnesia by giving yourself brain damage.
You think if I smash my head, I feel like one smash and I'm done because I'm probably going to go
really? Well, I feel like you need at least 30 tries before you really commit.
The worst is when you've
that
got
first one, you're not going to go full. You're not going to go full power
I feel like
on the first one.
You're going to go your fullest on the first, and then you're going to be like, oh, fuck, that really hurt. I'm never doing that again, and there will never be a second.
Maybe.
You got one good shot.
But then you think about your goal, to hear things as beautifully as you heard it the first time, and that powers you through to the second one. And then at that point, you like kind of forget what the first one felt like, so then you keep going. And then you get to 30.
The worst is when you are really vibing with the song. It's so good. You're listening to it all day, every day. And then like a couple months later, not only do you not have that same joy, but you actually have such a distaste for it. You're like, ugh, I can never enjoy this song again.
Yeah.
It ruined it. It sucks. It's one of my least favorite feelings. And I feel like so much of my music is I've gotten to
the
that point with
rotten song.
It's a rotten song. That's a great
a rotten song.
You should coin that.
Press core. I got a new term for you guys.
Oh, have they been?
Put this out on the press core right now. There's a new term out there. It's kind of like goosing, kind of like jubbing, but it's when a song has become just so bothersome to you. You used to like it, but now it's become bothersome. It used to be a beautiful glistening fruit, and now it is a rotten song. So much so, sometimes some rotten songs I've unliked on Spotify because it'll be next to a song I like to listen to, and I'll accidentally go to it on my just listening to the normal like songs.
Okay, we gotta hash something out right now. So I go on X,
okay,
and I search up in the search bar, "Take It Easy Press Core." Immediately, there's five of you.
Whoa!
Who are "Take It Easy Press Core"? All following us, or actually, okay. I'm on my own account here. They're following me, so they're
Take
all
"Take It Easy Press Core." Do we have to decide what the
we're gonna pick one of you?
Wow, shit! There is five. Well, which one has the most followers? Then that one gets to be the number one.
We're about to figure this out right now.
I mean, I feel like Ty Press is the true one. It's the top of the list.
Ty Press. Okay, let me look at this. 24 followers, July 12th. Well, they're out of date. Wait, no, they're not. It's only July 14th. I thought it was August.
You know, it's funny. There's a lot of different versions of this. So we got Ty Press. Then
you know what's funny is I feel like I'm the only one who's making press releases.
I just put one out, and I put one out the other day too.
Well, okay. We're going to make an official press release for who is the official one.
Well, okay. Take It Easy Press joined in June 2025. They've got four followers. They posted nothing.
Okay, they're out.
Then we got Take It Easy Press, a separate one, or Take It LT Easy Press. This person has done one on June 20th. They have some pretty solid, design here. This is when you took a stand against pedophilia.
I'm still against it.
They haven't
posted
since.
I'm still against pedophiles.
Then we've got Take It Easy Podcast News and Press. This is Take It Easy Press Corps, Thai News Corp. And they did a pedophilia one, and then they did is lemon like Gatorade green or yellow? It has three votes. It's
typo, dude. A typo in the press release.
Yeah. Then we've got Take It Pressy. This one.
Take It Pressy.
Now, okay. Now this is interesting. This is interesting. We've got three posts from this. From this person.
Can I say my piece? At Thai Press is the most up-to-date current person. July 12th they posted. That was 2 days ago. That's good.
I was just going through the ones that weren't really living up to the...
If they're not living up to it, they don't even deserve to have any press.
Yeah.
So, at Thai Press, Take It Easy Press Corps.
Oh. They've got a link tree too.
There's a link tree? What do they have? An OnlyFans?
No, it just links to all our shit. It's awesome.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, no, this is the official one. So Thai Press is at the Thai updates Press. On the Take It Easy Press Corps.
They are the official.
But let it be known, if this person's, we don't know who this person is doing this. So if they start posting racist shit. If they do end up ironically being a pedophile, or if they are start posting racist shit, or if they do anything,
if they start calling themselves Mecca Hitler,
that's an option too.
We don't endorse that.
We don't endorse that. So follow this at your own risk. This is a stranger, but
so far they seem like they're pretty legit.
They seem like they're doing well. We're gonna keep a close eye on them as well.
Oh, I got something for eyes that I'm going to tell you on the Patreon.
The Patreon. Because we also have a Patreon, folks.
We're going to keep chatting.
Go subscribe to, and we've got a bonus episode that's going to be on there. And we're back in LA now. Ted's back in LA, so that means that we're going to be doing gaming episodes again. And also, I will finally get out to the Dr. Ted stuff because I... didn't do it for a month, and I told myself
you didn't
I'd do it
that
in
for so long that I forgot about it.
Yeah, that's bad. It's bad, and I now owe three episodes. I now owe three episodes. I'm in debt, Tucker. I'm in deep debt.
Every day you don't do that, Patreon. I make $100.
Monopoly money?
No, real cold hard cash, dude.
Cool. Are you?
No cash. You can pay me in Modelos. I'm on Modelo kick. I quit Duolingo Spanish, and I just started drinking Modelos because I figured it'd kind of cancel each other out.
God, and the thing is, too, I've been on Duolingo, and I've been actually doing Duolingo, and I'm on a 51 or 2 day streak or something like that. I tried to get Tucker on there. He didn't even last a fucking day.
I got 2 days, I think. And then Duolingo was pestering me. I said, fuck this app. There's also people at work who speak fluent Spanish and they don't speak any English. So I'm kind of doing some Spanglish throughout the week anyway. So. Yeah.
But if you had the Duolingo, you could do that and then also.
I just utilize took that. Two semesters of college Spanish, though. I think you forget that. And I took it in middle school. I'm deep.
All right. How do you say purse?
When the fuck would I need to say purse?
All right. How do you say shirt?
Camiseta.
Okay. How do you say table?
Mesa.
Well, you're pretty good.
Dude. Like Mesa Verde, because it's a plateau. All right. Patreon time. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to keep quizzing them on the Patreon.
Okay. See you guys.